Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Brachos Daf Lamed Beis. Right on top of Amar Aleph says the Gemara, Amar Rab Chama Rab Chanina Il Malei Shalish Mikrois Halalu. If not for the following three psukim, the following three verses, Nismoitu to Ragleim Shal Soini Yisrael, the feet of the Soini Yisrael. This is a euphemism for Klal Yisrael themselves. Our feet would totally falter at the time of Hashem's punishment. The Chsiv, what are the three psukim? Chad one pasuk, the Chsiv, Asher Har Yosi. Hashem says, Hashem acknowledges, I have caused the Ra, I have implanted the Yetzirah, the evil inclination within you. Says the Marsha, what kind of argument is this? How can we absolve ourselves from judgment on account of the fact that the Yetzirah was implanted by Hashem? Don't we know why did Hashem implant the Yetzirah? Why did He create the Yetzirah to begin with? It was merely to provide us with Bechira Chavshi, with free will to choose between Tov and Ra, good and evil. So what kind of excuse is this? You've created the Yetzirah. Says the Marsha, it's not meant as an excuse to absolve us completely, but rather as a mitigating factor to lessen the severity of the Einish. By saying, by acknowledging that the Yetzirah is a foreign entity, it was implanted within a Yid, we are proclaiming that the core essence of a Yid is goodness itself. He is a Chelek Elokai, he's part of Hashem, he's a Neshama of Hashem, and his Ritzoneinu Las is Ritzonecha, our true will is indeed to do Ratzon Hashem through Torah mitzvahs. The Yetzirah interferes, he deposits himself within us. So if a person transgresses any sins, certainly perhaps he needs to get an Einish on account of that Avera. But the Einish merely needs to come to clean him out, to purge this Yetzirah, who is a foreign object, a foreign entity. He needs to extract him from within the goodness of the Yid. And what remains ultimately is the core essence of the Yid who is Toiv, and that lasts forever, that's everlasting, Laila Haba, in the world to come. So that is the Pshat Dvahasher Yoisi. Hashem is acknowledging the Yetzirah was implanted, it's not your nature, it's not your true essence, and therefore that serves to lessen the severity of the Einish and ensures that our feet will not falter completely, although we get a punishment, but it's also only something temporary. Ultimately, we stand on our feet and we have everlasting existence. The next pasuk is V'chad, D'chsiv, Hinei Chachomer B'yad HaYotzer, just like clay is in the hands of the potter who forms it, Kein Atem B'yodei Beis Yisrael, so too, Klal Yisrael, you are my hands, I can manipulate you, I can control your inclinations. And finally, V'chad, one pasuk, D'chsiv, Asiroisi, Esleva Even B'sarchem, ultimately Hashem will remove the stony heart, the unfeeling lave from within you. I'll exchange it for a heart of flesh that feels that sensitive to Kedusha and to closeness of Hashem. Rav Papa, we have another source that ultimately Hashem will remove the Yetzirah. It says, Vesruchi etein bekirbechem, I will put my spirit into you. Vesisi, I will arrange Eis Hashem b'chukai telecho, that you should follow in my chukim and do my mitzvahs. So we have three psukim describing three different elements. Number one, originally, Yetzirah was implanted by Hashem. As we go on, as we proceed, the Erishta still has control over the Yetzirah. And finally, Hashem will remove the Yetzirah from within us. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Rabbi Elazar. Moshe, hitiach dvarim klapi mala. Moshe Rabbeinu flung words upward to Hashem. Shenemar, as it says, V'yispal Moshe al Hashem. Moshe damat Hashem to annul the decree to protect Klal Yisrael from a tragedy. Al tikri el Hashem, towards Hashem with a aleph, el al Hashem, change the aleph for an ayin. Shekein, dver of Lezer and Yaakov, and the yeshiva of Lezer and Yaakov, they used to darshan that way. Kerin the aleph and ayin, they would exchange the aleph for an ayin, and the ayin and aleph, and they would exchange the ayin for an aleph, and they would make a drasha based on that. So here it's by Yispal Moshe al Hashem, he flung words al Hashem on Hashem. We have a different source from Moshe Rabbeinu being matiach dvarim for debating, so to speak, Hashem. V'dizav. Moshe Rabbeinu says v'dizav. What does it mean v'dizav? Amid v'rav yanei kach omer Moshe Nakash Baruch Hu. This is what Moshe presented to Hashem. Ribayin shel olam. Bishvil kesev v'zav. Do you know why the Yidden did the eagle? It is as a result of the kesev v'zav, the the silver and the gold, Shishpatalahem, that you lavished upon them, Shishpatalahem Yisrael, with such generosity, Asher Amru Dai, until they said, enough, we have enough. So you lavished, you gave them so much, an abundance of gold and silver. This, who Garalahem Shaaso Sa'egel, this caused them to sin with the eagle. The eagle, the golden calf. Amrid Ve'avyanai, we have a mashal, of analogy, Einarid Noihem. A lion does not roar from a basket of straw, Ella, but rather from a basket of meat. He gets in this euphoric craze and he threatens and he attacks the animals around him as a result of him feeling haughty, as a result of having a good meal. Similarly here, Klal Yisrael, you gave them so much, you lavished gold and silver upon them, and until they just had too much, die, enough, that brought them to the situation where they sinned against you. Amar Rabbi Yishai, another mashal, mashal Adam Shoshle Parak Chusha, he had a thin, bony cow, so you gave it to eat food that is very desirable for the animal, kashinim, these beans, and then instead of being a chusha bal sivarim, instead of being this thin and bony animal, she turned into this big, full-grown, fully developed para through the good food that he fed her, gained a lot of weight. And now she turned around and she kicked him. So he was quite amazed, perplexed. What caused you to start kicking me? It is only as a result of me having you fed such good food. Now you gained weight, you gained energy, and you turned around and you kicked me. Another mashal says the Gemara. Mashal Adam Echad. Show you like Ben, he had a son. He bathed him, v'sachi, anointed him with oil, v'chilu v'eshkehu, gave to eat and drink, v'tole kisat savaroi. He hung a pouch full of money around his neck, v'yishivoy ha-pesach zozoynes. He sat him at the doorway of the place where the zoynes, the immoral women are. Ma'yaseisid ben ha-shalayechta, what should his son do that he shouldn't come to sin? You've placed him in this circumstance which leads inevitably to chet. On account of this is the following phrase that people use. Mali krese zani bishi. A full belly, mali, a full krese, a belly, zani bishi is a type of evil that causes one to sin. Shanemar kimar isam, when they pass shavayisbu savoy, they become satiated by yoral libam, their hearts should become hori, al kein chenchuni, they forgot me, they forgot Hashem. You will become hori and forget Hashem. And Rabban Amar Mihocha, another pasuk which indicates the same type of thing. V'achal v'saveya v'dosh, and he eats, he's full, and he gets fat in the funa, and he will turn away to idol worship. And finally, V'boyisim Mihocha, another source. V'yishman yishurim v'yivad, yishurim will become fat and will rebel and will kick towards Hashem, will turn away from Hashem. So the point here is that Moshe Rabbeinu was being melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. He was sort of debating, making an argument to Hashem in defense of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, they sinned, but it was as a result of them being in a situation where sin is sometimes inevitable. Once you become full, satiated with wealth and eating and drinking, then that leads to one becoming haughty and ultimately doing an avera. Says the Gemara, Omer Shmuel Rachmeini, Omer Bjenison, Minayin. Where do we find Shechazar Kadosh Baruch Hu v'hoidel l'Moshe? Indeed, Hashem turned around and returned and was moida to Moshe, acknowledged, he concurred with Moshe's argument that we need to be melamed zchus in Klal Yisrael, shenemar v'kesef herbeisi lahem. I've lavished, I've given them lots of silver, v'zav and gold, v'zav osol abal, and as a result, they made the baal, the Avodah Zarah, since I gave them kesev herbeisi lah, therefore v'zav osu l'baal, therefore they did an Avodah Zarah. So we see that lavishing one with an abundance of gold and silver indeed can lead to an avir. Continues the Gemara. Vayidabar Hashem Moshe lech reit. This is during the Egel. Hashem tells Moshe, go down, descend. What does Hashem mean by saying lech reit? Says the Gemara, my lech reit. Amar Blazer, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe, reit medulascha. Descend from your position. Klum nasati l'chol gdula. Did I not give you this position of leadership, El Bishvil Yisrael? It was only on account of Klal Yisrael. However, now, V'achshav Yisrael Chatu, now that the Yidden have sinned, Atalamali, you're no more fit to be in this position. Your whole position is based on the level, the spiritual level of Klal Yisrael. Miyad immediately toshash koichai shal Moshe, his energy became weak, abated. V'lo yekoyach l'daber, he had no energy to speak, to respond to Hashem in defense of Klal Yisrael. V'chiven she'amar. But as soon as he heard Hashem saying the following words, Heref imeni v'ashmidem, leave me, let me, leave me alone, and I will go and destroy them. Amar Moshe, if so, Moshe Rabbeinu took the hint. That was a clue, that was an indication that I must first leave go, so to speak, of Hashem, and that would allow Hashem to destroy them. Apparently, I have some sort of say in the matter here. Amar Moshe, dover zeh toli bi. Apparently, it depends on me. Miyad immediately, omad v'nischazek b'tfilo, he strengthened himself in tefilo, b'kish rachman, and he begged mercy from Hashem. Mashal, this is an analogy, a mashal, a melech, to a king, a basav adam, a human king, shegas al b'noi. He was angry at his son. V'yamakeyo makha g'doyla. He was beating him a makha g'doyla, a very big beating. V'yayayav v'yayashu l'fanav. And the king's friend was sitting nearby. U'misyari loyim loyidav, he was afraid to intervene. Amar HaMelech, Il Molei Oyev Ezeh, the king declares, you know, if not for this friend of mine that's present here, you know what I would do? Il Molei Oyev Ezeh Sheyosha Lefana, if not for this friend of mine that's here, that's sitting in front of us, Harakticha, I would have killed you. If so, the friend took the message and he said, Omar, if so, Dover Zetoli B, it's dependent on me, I have a say in the matter here, I could influence the events. Miyad Amar Vetziloi, immediately he got up and he rescued, he saved the son from the king. Similarly here, Moshe Rabbeinu, as soon as he got the message from Hashem that he has a say in the matter, he can manipulate events, so he took the cue and he got up and he davened in defense of Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara, V'atu hanichali, Hashem says, leave me, V'yichar apibem, I will evoke my wrath on them, V'achalim, and I will destroy them, V'esa oischol gogadol, I will make you, I will replace them with you, I will make you into a great nation. Omar Avo, El Molei Mikra Kosef, not for the fact that the verse actually states these words, Yev Shalom, it would be very difficult to say it, that Hashem is saying, Hanichali, leave me alone. Malame, this teaches us, Tafsei Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Rabbeinu seized Hashem, Ka'odam Shehu Tofes Es Chaver B'Vigdoi, similar to one who seizes his friend with his cloak. V'omar, and Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, L'fonof, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein Ani Manichacha, I will not leave you, Asher Timcha V'Sisach Lahem, until you completely, until you forgive them. V'es Oishcha G'Gadol, Hashem promises Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, I will annihilate Klal Yisrael, I'll make you a great nation. Omar Belezer, what did Moshe respond to that? Omar Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Kisei Shel Sholosh Raglayim, Eni Yochel Amid L'fanecha. It can't be. I won't be able to exist if you're going to annihilate Klal Yisrael and create a nation for me. Let's take a look at this. If we see that a chair that has three legs, a three-legged chair, a firm standing chair, Klal Yisrael that possesses the merit of the three forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, can't endure Ma Kisei Shel Sholosh Regolim En Yochel Lamed Lefanecha B'Shas Kachla, can't endure your wrath. Kisei shel regel echad achas kama v'kama, certainly a chair that is only a one-legged chair, only has a merit of Moshe Rabbeinu of me, certainly it won't be able to survive. Therefore, I'm not willing to accept this deal. V'lo yoyed, and not only that, el sheyesh bi boshes panim avos, I have shame and embarrassment from my forefathers. Achshav yoyimru, now if I accept this exchange, this deal, they will say, Ru parnes shehem adaleim, take a look at the leader that Hashem appointed on Klal Yisrael. All he cared was about himself. Bikesh gedut la'atzmoi. He sought greatness, success for himself. He looked out for his own benefit, for the bikesh alayim rachmim, but ignored the plight of his nation, and he didn't request mercy on them. Continues Gemara, Shavai Yechal Moshe, indeed, Moshe Rabbeinu beseeched Hashem. And the Gemara uses, the Gemara dashes the word Vayechal. Why doesn't it say Vayispalil, says the Marsha, this is indicative of something deeper. Vayechal Moshe. So we have no less than six explanations of this term Vayechal. What is it referring to? Vayechal Moshe Smei Hashem Amar Blazer. Melame, this teaches us Sha'amad Moshe b'tfil Hashem, Moshe davened to Hashem v'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'echlo, until he persisted and persisted, and Hashem ultimately relented and forgave Klal Yisrael. V'rava amar, what is v'yechal Moshe, ad she'hefer lo nidjoy, until he annulled Hashem's nether. Hashem said he will destroy Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu annulled, nullified that statement. That is the meaning of the word Vayechal. How? How is that indicative in Vayechal? Ksiv hacha Vayechal. Here it says the word Vayechal. Ksiv hasam. Elsewhere we find the word, the lashon, the term Vayechal, in the context of annulling a vow. Ksiv hasam layachal devari. One who makes a nether, a vow, cannot merely annul and can't transgress his words. And the Gemara Darshan of Amar Mar, we learned, who ene mechal? One person himself can't go ahead and nullify his words, but others, if he stands in front of a bezdin, they have the power to be matan nether, to annul one's nether. So that is the meaning of Vayechal Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is a chacham can be made for nether on his own, matan nether on his own. So he annulled Hashem's vow and he abolished the gzeirah, the decree. Another pshat, Ushmuel Amar, Melamed, what does Vayechal teach us? It teaches us Shemasra Atzmin Lemisaleima. Moshe Rabbeinu placed himself in the danger of death on account of Klal Yisrael. Kshenemar, Vim'ayin, if you don't forgive them, Mechenina Mesifra, erase him from your Sefer Torah. And that is the meaning of Vayechal, Lashan Cholol, a corpse. So Moshe Rabbeinu placed himself in personal danger, mortal danger, in order to protect Klal Yisrael. Amar Abba Amar Vitzlak, another definition, Melamed Shehechla Alei Midas Rachmim. He landed on them, he placed on them the Midas HaRachmim, the attribute of mercy, so that Hashem should display his Midas HaRachmim on Klal Yisrael. V'Rabbanan Amri, Melamed, She'amar Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shelam, Chulin Halach, it's unsanctified, unholy, it is sacrilege for you, Me'asoyis Dover Kazeh, for you to do this type of thing and annihilate Klal Yisrael. And that is the meaning of Vayechal Loshon Chulin. Continues more by Chal Moshe to Hashem. Another pshat, Tanya, bless God, lo imer, belame, shomad Moshe was filled with an agashboch. Moshe Rabbeinu stood in prayer in front of Hashem. Achach zosoi, achilu. Until he got sick with the sickness of achilu. My achilu, what does this mean? Amar Belezer, eishalat somais, fire of the bones, some type of fever. My eishalat somais, rabaya, erso de garmi, bony fire. So we have six different definitions for Chal Moshe. Either it means that he was mafsir, he insisted until Hashem relented, or it means that he was matir the nether, he was mechal the nether, he abolished the promise, the vow of Hashem to annihilate Klal Yisrael, or vayechal loshon cholol, he placed himself in the mortal danger, or he was hechal midas rachmim, he made sure that the attribute of mercy would be attributed to Klal Yisrael, Hashem would deal with them with rachmanis. Or it's a lashon of chulin. Hashem says beyond you to do in this manner. And finally, vayechal is a lashon of achilu, an illness, a fear. Moshe Rabbeinu expended such great effort in his prayer to protect Klal Yisrael. Continues the Gemara Zuchar. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to Hashem? Remember, recall Avram, Yitzchak, Israel, Avadecha. Hashem nishbat lehem bach. You've promised them bach. You've promised to them that you will multiply them like the sand or like the stars. You promise them also that you give them Eretz Yisrael. You promise them many things. Says the Gemara, my Bach, Omer Belezer, Omer Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, Il Molei Nishbatu Lehem B'Shamayim V'Aretz. If you merely promised them, your promise to them would have merely been dependent on heaven and earth. You have promised in the name of Shamayim V'Aretz. Okay, I would say Kishem Shemayim Baruch V'Teilim, just like heaven and earth are not limitless; they don't endure forever. Kach Shmas V'Teilu. So your similarly your shvul, your vow, can be battle, can be terminated. However, Achshav Shenishbata Lehem Mishimcha Gadol, you Nishba Lehem Bach, meaning in your name you swore using your name, and your name is eternal, everlasting. If so, your shvua, your promise, can't terminate. Ma'ashim ha'gadol chay v'kayom la'olam, la'ol me'olamim. Your name lasts forever. Kach shvuascha kayemes. La'olam, la'ol me'olamim. So your shvua, referring to the shvua during Akedas Yitzchak, when Hashem promises, binishbati, you know, Hashem promises that He will be marbe, the children of Klal Yisrael, the offspring of Klal Yisrael, like the stars above and like the sand below. So this Shvuah must be eternal and can't terminate. Continues the Gemara, Vatadabar lem, you've told them, you've promised them that Arba Ezarachem Kichoch Veshamayim, you've promised them that you will multiply their offspring like the stars in heaven. V'chol Ha'aretz Hazoyis Asher Amarti, and this land, Eretz Yisrael, that you have said, that I have said, that you will give them. Now the Gemara here is dwelling on the wording. Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to a Shvuah that Hashem says. Hashem swore that you've told them you'll give them, you'll be Marbe Zarachem Kecha Shemaim, and you'll give them Eretz Yisrael. So you should have said, Asher Amarta, that you have promised to them, you've granted to them. So why does it say, Asher Amarti, I have promised? It says Gemara, Asher Amarti, I have promised. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about himself. Hi, Asher Amarti, Asher Amarta, me buddy. You should have said, Asher Amarta, referring to Hashem, you've told them, you've granted them, you've promised to them. Amar Belezer, Ad Kan Divrei Talmud, Mekan Veilach Divrei Rav. Until here, meaning until the words Asher Amarti, this was the Talmud Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. However, the word Asher Amarti, this was a response from the Rav, from Hashem himself. Hashem is responding by saying, yes, you're right. Asher Amarti, I acknowledge, I have promised them. He's concurring with Moshe Rabbeinu's request and he's acknowledging, he's agreeing to fulfill his promise. This entire pasuk, even including the word Asher Amarti, is Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. Ella, but rather, this is how you must interpret the pasuk. Kach amar Moshe b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Shalom, you recall that during the Sneh, when you revealed to me in the burning bush, you've told me, you've instructed me to go tell Klal Yisrael these things, to tell them, don't worry, you're Mitzrayim now, but eventually I will take you out of Mitzrayim. I will bring you up to Eretz Yisrael, I'll grant you the promised land. So you remember, you told me to tell them that. And I fulfilled your order, I went as instructed, and I told them about the future, how you will grant them Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu here is referring to a past event. He's saying, Hashem, remember when you told me to tell them something in your name? You told me, instructed me, go tell Klal Yisrael, this is what I said to you. So what should I tell them now? How are you going to fulfill those words? Says the Gemara inside. Omar Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, Dvarim Shamartali. Those words that you instructed me, you told me. Lech Emor Lehem Yisrael B'Shmi, go tell Klal Yisrael in my name. And tell them, Asher Amarti, that I am telling you, I am promising you, Eretz Yisrael. I indeed halachti b'amarti lehem, I told them b'shimcha in your name. Achshav, and now, Mani Omar Lehem, how will I back that up? Please Hashem, fulfill your words, keep your promise to them. Continues the Gemara. Moshe Rabbeinu told Hashem, if you annihilate Klal Yisrael, the goyim of the nation will say, "Min bilti yecheles Hashem." It is as a result of the inability of Hashem to bring them to Eretz Yisrael. That's why He destroyed them in the Midbar. Says the Gemara, "Yochel Hashem iboyle." Why does it say yecheles in a feminine sense with a suf? It should have been yochel Hashem. Says the Gemara, "Omar Blazer, Omar Moshe Nakadosh Baruch Rebbeinu Shleil." Achshav, if you do this, Yoimru Umas Oilam, the nation of the world will say, "Toshash Koychik Nekeva." His power got weakened like a female, and that is the term Yecholes. They will attribute the weakness to you, and they will say, "V'en Yechol Hatzel, Hashem can't save us from the nations." Therefore, He chose not to bring us to Eretz Yisrael to begin with. He couldn't confront the nations in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem responds to this by saying, "Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, V'alekvar Ro Nisim Megvuros." It can't be that they will have this impression about me. Didn't they already see the miracles, the strength that I have displayed already? Shasisilam alayam, I have displayed on the Yamsuf. Amal Fanav, so Moshe Rabbeinu responds and says, Ribbono Shelolam, Adayin Yesh Lahem Lomar. Nevertheless, they can say there's a difference. L'melech Echad Yochel La'amod, Hashem could have confronted, was able to have the ability to fight one king, Paroi. However, L'shloshim Echad Malachim, 31 kings that are present in Eretz Yisrael, and Yochel La'amod, he can't confront. That's why he chose to avoid the battle. Where do we find that Hashem came back and concurred with Moshe's argument that this will be a chil Hashem to the nations of the earth? I am concurring, I am agreeing with your argument, with your words. And indeed, this would cause a wrong impression amongst the nation of the earth. What does kidvarecha mean? You're right. According to your words, meaning that this indeed will take place. They will indeed say this. If I avoid bringing Klal Yisrael to Yisrael and avoid the confrontation with the kings, the Goyim will have this argument, will have this false impression of me as being a mere limited power. Ashrei, fortunate is the Talmud, Shirabi Moidilei, who Hashem, his teacher, agrees and concurs with him. Uvulam Chai Ani, Hashem says, Vulam Chai Ani, my life, I am alive. Amar Rava, Rav Yitzchak, what is referring to? Malam Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Moshe, HaChesiyoni B'dvarecha, you have given me life with your words. Rashi explains that you've set down the right impression in front of the nations of the world. Explain the Mefarshim. Why is this considered to be Chayim? Because the fact that Hashem's ability is unlimited, He has unlimited power, that is connected with the fact that He is everlasting. Hashem's existence is everlasting. Those two factors are interdependent. And therefore, once we establish that fact, the fact that Hashem's ability is unlimited, He is omnipowerful, that also is indicative of Hashem's nitzchius, everlasting nature. And therefore, it's considered to be hechiyasani. You've demonstrated, you've indicated to everybody my everlasting existence. Continues Gemara, Darish Rabbi Simloi, La'olam yisadar adam shvachay shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First one should set forth the praise of Hashem. Va'acha kach yispal, and afterwards ask for his personal needs. Minolam, where do we find this? Mimoyshe. Dechsiv v'ischanan al Hashem ba'yitzahi. I beseeched Hashem, I pleaded from Hashem at that time. Uksiv, Hashem alikim, ata hachid lo yisal aris avdecha, you've begun to show your servant as godlecha, your greatness, ves yodcha chazoka, your strong hand, asher mikel bashmayim v'aretz, who is like you in heaven and earth, asher yaseh kemaasecha, kveresecha, can do like your deeds and your strengths. And then after he praises Hashem, he requests, uksiv basrei, afterwards it says, Ebrona, please let me cross ve'eres aretz hatayva and see Eretz Yisrael. First he praised, and then he asked for his personal needs. Continues the Gemara, Ebrona ve'eres aretz hatayva, says the Gemara, Amar b'leza g'doyla tefila, prayer is more effective, more yoyisir masin tovim, has a greater effect than good deeds. How do we know this? She'ein lecha gadol masin tovim yoyisir Moshe Rabbeinu. There's no person greater with masin tovim than Moshe Rabbeinu, performed such great deeds. Afa b'kein, nevertheless, where do we find that his prayer was accepted? Afa b'kein lo'inena el betfila, his request was only accepted through prayer. Shenema al tisiv daber elai, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to enter Yisrael. Hashem refused his request. Nevertheless, Hashem exceeded partially by allowing him v'samach le'alesh roish hapiska. Immediately afterwards it says, go up to the top of the mountain, to the summit, and you can view Eretz Yisrael from there. So Hashem partially acquiesced to his request. On account of what? On account of the tefillos. As Hashem himself says, al tisiv daber elai, don't continue davening, it is your tefillah that had this effect. V'omer b'lezer, g'doyla tanis yesir natzdaka. When one fasts, that has a greater effect more than merely giving charity, giving tzedakah. My time and why? Zeh begufay. Fasting involves a personal, a bodily sacrifice. Zeh b'mamayna. However, tzedakah is as important as it is, but it is something which involves his possessions. A person writes a check. It's not his personal, it's not his guf that he's giving away as he does during a tainus. Mashal points out that although the Gemara early on the Vav says, Igra the Tanisa Tzitkasa, the main reward for a tainus comes on account of the tzedakah that one gives during the tainus, the end of the tainus. Nevertheless, as Mashal, the Gemara there means to say that true, the reward is for the tainus, but it comes on account of the tzedakah. A person is rewarded for the tainus when he gives the tzedakah. That is the main schus of the tainus on account of his tzedakah, but nevertheless, the actual tainus certainly is greater than the tzedakah itself. Continues the Gemara, Rav Amar Blazer, G'doyla tefila yoyisir ha-karbonis. Prayer tefila is greater than all the various karbonis, sacrifices. Shenemar, lo mali zev sevcheichem. Why do you offer me all your sacrifices? So Hashem is rejecting, so to speak, the karbonis of Klal Yisrael. And what does it say? Uksiv ufarischem kafeichem. So why does Hashem have to go ahead and say, when you spread your hands in front of me in prayer and tefillah, that too I reject. Once he rejects the kabbana, certainly the tefillah, evidently, tefillah is more, carries more weight then Karbonis. Therefore, Hashem needs to go ahead and follow up and say, not only Karbonis, also Tefillah, I don't accept. Amar Rabbi Yochanan called Kohen Sharek Zanefesh Shlisis Kapov. A Kohen who killed somebody, he may not raise his hands with Nsias Kapayim, Shenemar Yadechem Domim Maleu, your hands are full of blood, and you are not fit to do Nsias Kapayim. Amar Blazer, Miyoyim Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nina Lu Shari Tefillah, the gate of prayer got locked up. There's a mechitza, partition. It doesn't allow our prayers to come up to heaven, to be accepted properly. Shenemar ki gam ki ezak vashaveh, even when I cry out and I yell, sasam tefilosi, my tefillah is held back. Va'afa pisha shari tefillah ninalu, says the Gemara, even though we've just said that sasam tefilosi, my tefillah is held back, is blocked by the closed gates, nevertheless, shari dima lo ninalu, gates of tears were not shut, were not locked. Shenemar, Shema Tfilasi Hashem, Hashem, please accept, hear my tefillah. V'shavosi azina, listen to my crying out. El shedimasi al techrash, to my tears, don't ignore, don't remain silent. Apparently, regarding dima, a person doesn't need to request that Hashem listen, Hashem see, Hashem sees it, it's there, but don't ignore it, Hashem. So apparently tears have a much greater effect than just prayer. Explain to Mefarshim, what is the meaning of Shari Tefillah Ninalu, Shari Demoyis Loi Ninalu? It is the encasement around our heart that doesn't allow us to come out and express ourselves properly with an effective tefillah that carries great weight and is accepted properly. However, when a person digs deep down and resorts to a very deep level of tefillah, that moves the person, individual, to tears coming from a very deep source. That is the Sherit Mois. That tefillah has a great power, a great ability to be accepted and to have the right results. So even nowadays, if our tefillah doesn't carry such great weight, but if one davens with tears and really digs deep down, brings out his true emotions from the mamamaki, from the depths of an neshama, to really, really seek Hashem, he'll be zeiche to accomplish great deals. Says the Gemara, Rava legazar tanisa b'yemediva. Rava chose not to enact a fast day on a day that was cloudy, which is indicative of some sort of blockage. Shem shenema sakoise ba'anon lachma ver tefillah, you've covered up with a cloud, not to allow the tefillah through. From the day of destruction of Beis HaMikdash, nifsek hachem es barzel ben Yisrael v'yom shashamayim, a partition, an iron partition got erected between us and Hashem, our Father in Heaven. Shenemar va'atu kach lecha machvas barzel, Hashem is instructing the Navi to take a pan of iron, v'asata yisrael kir barzel, place it as a iron wall between you and the city. This is indicative of a mechitza that is being mafsik between us and Hashem. Nevertheless, as the Mora says, with tears we can break through. One who lengthens, prolongs his tefillah, ain't tefillah, his tefillah will not return void, empty, unfulfilled. We find this concept of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenema, Vespal Hashem, I daven to Hashem, Echsiv Asrev, Aishma Hashem, Eli Gam Bepamahi, Hashem, listen to me. Also in that time, apparently since he prolonged his tefillah, he invested much in his tefillah, he achieved results. Says Gemara, is that so? Is a prolonged tefillah something that is preferable? Eini ba'amar b'chiba ba'amar b'yechon, kalamarech b'tfilas, one who prolongs his tefillah, that's not good. Kalamarech b'tfilas, and he contemplates and he focuses on it. Soif ba'le de kev leiv, he'll come to a pained heart. Shenema techeles mushocha machla leiv, if one contemplates a lengthy contemplation, this will bring a illness of the heart. Explains Rashi, we're speaking about one who is marach v'tfilosoi, who has lots of kavona, and he's mitzapesh atiyosu bakashosoi. He expects He anticipates that Hashem will fulfill his needs on account of him davening a long Shemoneh Esrei, of having invested so much into his tefillah. That is a contradiction to the concept of tefillah. Tefillah means we're subservient to Hashem, we're mevatel ourselves to Hashem. We accept Hashem and his conduct and his way of dealing with us. That is the definition of tefillah. We need you, Hashem. We're in your control. We don't understand. We don't always know. That is the point of davening to Hashem. It's meant to connect us to Hashem in that manner. To expect results is a direct contradiction to the concept of tefillah. This only achieves a pained heart. So we see that being ma'arich tefillah is not something complimentary. Continues the Gemara, Mata Kante, if one indeed wants to achieve results, Yasek B'Torah, he should immerse himself in Torah study. Shenemar Be'itzchayim Tave Bo, one connects himself to the tree of life, Tave, his desire will come, will materialize. Be'itzchayim Ala Torah, it's referring to Torah. Shenemar Be'itzchayim Imachzikim Bo, Torah is a tree of life to ones that hold on to it. So, in conclusion, we see that lengthening a tefillah is not something preferred. So how does this concur with the statement made by Rav Chanan that it is good to be marach b'tefillah and that achieves results? It's more like kasher, it's not a kasher, not difficult. There's a big difference between one who's hod marach ma'ayin ba. He lengthens his tefillah and he is ma'ayin ba. He contemplates, he waits, he's anticipating results. That brings machlas lev, kev lev. However, hod marach v'loy ma'ayin ba, a person prolongs his tefillah, he immerses, he invests great effort into his kavana, he doesn't expect results. He doesn't anticipate results. In that case, it is a good thing. Omar Rav Chanan Chanina, Imra Adam Shispal V'lo Inana, person davens and didn't see results. Yachsev Yispal, what should he do? Don't give up. Daven again. Shenemar Kavi Hashem, hope to Hashem, Chazak, strengthen yourself, Yamas Gibecha, be brave, be Kavi Hashem, and daven again. Hope again to Hashem, daven and daven and daven. As we see by Moshe Rabbeinu, he davened the Kaminyan V'ischanan, the numerical value of the word V'ischanan, many, many, many tefillos. And as Gemara said before, he was answered, at least partially. He achieved results. He never gave up. Perhaps the next tefillah will break through the mechitza, the partition, and will reach the highest spheres and will be accepted by Hashem. There are four things that require chizuk, constant encouragement, strengthening oneself to be able to be successful in these things. Ve'eluhin, what are they? Number one, Torah, learning Torah. A person must constantly seek chizuk, encouragement. And as Rashi says, she's chazik adam behen tamid b'chol koichoi. A person should seek to be mischazik, to strengthen oneself, empower oneself constantly, b'chol koicha, with all his might. Regarding Torah, regarding mas and tovim, good deeds, regarding tefillah, a person needs constant inspiration to improve his tefillah, to maintain a high level of tefillah, and finally, derech eretz, the ways of the land, for one's profession, for one's seeking of parnasa. That too requires chizuk, that a person should go ahead and fulfill his tafkin in this world, and fulfill his job, seek his profession and livelihood in the proper way. It says more, Torah Masim Tovim Minayin. What is the source that Torah Masim Tovim require chizuk? Shema Rak Chazak Ve'emet. Strengthen yourself, brave yourself. Ma'oid Lishma V'lasayis K'chal Torah. Chazak is B'Torah. Ve'ametz B'Masim Tovim. Tefillah Minayin, what do we find this regarding davening? Shnemar, the pasuk we just mentioned, Kavi Hashem, hope to Hashem, through tefillah. Chazak V'yametz Libecha, strengthen yourself. V'kavi Hashem, and hope to Hashem. Continue to be mechazik yourself with tefillah. Every day one requires a new chizuk. As the Sfarim say, Musa, reproof, is crucial on a daily basis, even for just a short amount of time. A person can't rely on yesterday's inspiration, just as a person doesn't rely on yesterday's meal. A person needs to constantly inspire himself, motivate himself to elevate himself in Torah, Mas and Tovim, Tefillah, and finally Derech Eretz, regarding his job, his profession. Minayin Shenemar Chazak V'Nischazak B'Adameinu. It's referring to the profession. They were soldiers in the army, and they needed constant chizuk. V'Atoim Etzin as Zivani Hashem, V'Hashem Shcheichani. Hashem, you sent me into exile. You've abandoned me. You've forgotten me. You've forsaken me. Says the Gemara. Why this duplicate language? Hainu Azuva Nishchucha. Why do we use Azuva? You've forsaken me, and Shchucha, you've forgotten me. What is the meaning of this double terminology? Says the Gemara. Omar Rish Lakish. Omar Knesset Strolf Nagash Rocha. Klai Strolf turns to Hashem and says as follows. Rabbeinu Shalil. Adam Neisei Ishal Ishtei Rishoyna. Perhaps if a person goes ahead and marries a second wife. Neisei Ishal Ishtei Rishoyna. Nevertheless, he doesn't completely forget his first wife. Zoichem Aser Rishoyna. He recalls his first wife. She still occupies a place in his mind. However, you Hashem, you've sent us into exile. You've made us subservient to the nations of the world. It appears as they are your primary focus and interest. Ata, you Hashem Azitani, you've forsaken us. Ushchachtani, you've totally forgotten us. Is that so? Omalak Ishbochu. No, you got the wrong impression. Totally, completely the wrong impression. Biti, my daughter, you'd base mazolis barakia. I want to tell you something very interesting. I've created 12 mazolis, constellations, barasi barakia in this heavens. V'al kol mazal a mazal, barasi l'shleishim chayel. For every constellation, every mazal, I've created 30 chayel. These are 30 generals, so to speak, of the stars. V'al kol chayel v'chayel, and for every general, barasi l'shleishim ligyoin. These are different terms of stature, like a general, a major general, a sergeant, different types of descriptions of shultain and srara, of different types of ones that are in charge of the kachavim. So we have every mazel has 30 chayil, every chayil 30 ligyon. Each ligyon says the gemara kaligyon and ligyon brusle shleishim rahatoin, a different title of a malach, of a star. And every rahatoin is in charge of, I call ratin, ratin, I created, barash leish leishim, kartoin. 30 of these kartoin. I call kartoin, kartoin. And every one of these kartoin I've created, I've designated, I've put them in control of, barash leish leishim, gistera. I call gistera, gistera. And any one of these gisteras I have attached, I've suspended to him, I've given to his, I've entrusted in his care. But Kol Gisra Gisra Talisa, you know how many stars? Shloish Meis V'Shishim V'Chamisha, 365 Alfei Riboy Kechavim, 365,000 times Riboy 10,000 of stars. This is, we're talking about quintillions of stars. Kenegdim Esachama, 365 is corresponds to the days of the solar year. So look how many stars. Look what's going on. The whole procession, the whole arrangement of all the unlimited amount of stars in heaven. Why did I create this whole arrangement? Says Hashem, you should know, this was only created for you. You are the purpose of the Bria, of the entire creation. How could you even suggest that Amris, as I've abandoned you, I've forgotten you? No, I keep you in the forefront of my mind, of my conscience. The whole world is revolving around you. Yes, I am in hiding. Gullus, the time of Hester. But you should know, you should be sure that you're the forefront of my interest. You are the tachlis, the purpose of the entire world. Continues the Gemara, Tishkach Isha Ula, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Klum Eshkach Oilis Eilim. Do you think I can forget the oilis, the karbona, the pitcher, the chaman, the petar chamar, the b'chiris that you have served for me, Yishev Kraft al Fana Midbar, that you have been makif to me in the Midbar, Amal al Fana Banshalel. If so, that you don't forget, Hoyil ben Shichal Tnekis Vedecha, there's no forgetfulness in front of your throne. So now I fear something else. Perhaps you also don't forget the bad things that I did. Shema loisishkach li ma'asa eagle. So perhaps the eagle is something that you also remember. That's not good. Omar Lakshbach responded, no. Gamela Tishkachna. The Ela, Rashi says, is Ela Alecha Yisrael, referring to the ego, that I forgot. That was something I put aside. Omar Lafana Rabbanu Shalom, if so, Hashem, Hoy Veshichal Venikis Vadecha, if there's forgetfulness in front of your Kisei Kavod, so perhaps you forgot the exalted moment of Har Sinai. We were so close together. Did you forget that too? Shema Tishkach Limas Sinai? Omar Lash, Hashem responds, no. Vanoichil Eshkachecha. Anoichi, which is Anoichi Hashem Lekecha, the moment of Har Sinai, Matan Torah, that I do not forget. The ego, that's an aver, that's a sin, that's not really you. The real you is the moment of connection, the marriage, the chup of Har Sinai, that I will never forget. That's eternal. V'hainu d'Rav Elazar, Amar B'yeshe, Maidach Siv Gam Eile Shishkachna, what is the meaning of Gam Eile, I will forget Eile, Zemase Egel? Because during the Egel it says, Eila lehecha Yisrael. So Hashem forgets that. Puts that aside. V'anoichi, however, lo yeshkochech zeh masa Sinai, which is hinted in the word anoichi, anoichi Hashem lekecha. So in summary, tefillah is greater than mas and tovim, is greater than karbanos. We learned that shari dima, the gates of tears, lo yininalu, were never locked. A person is meant to prolong, to be marach in his tefillah, but not to be ma'ayin, but not to expect results. And finally, tefillah is one of those things that are tzrichim chizuk tamid, require constant inspiration and motivation and encouragement to do it properly. Continues the Gemara, Chasidim Rishonim, the early devout ones, Hayishoin Sha'achas, they would prepare themselves Sha'achas before the tefillah to place themselves in the right frame of mind for davening. Menan Amili, where is this practice sourced? Says the Gemara, Omer Shoban Levi Makra, Ashrei, fortunate are those Yeshrei Beisecha who sit in your home and prepare themselves for tefillah. V'omer Shoban Levi, HaMespalel, Tzorach Lishayitz, Sha'achas Achar Tefilosai. He's meant to linger for a Sha'achas even after his davening. He's meant to hold on to the tefillah experience. Don't leave right away. Sit there and linger for a while. Shenemar, Ach Tzadiki Yoidu Lishmecha, after the Tzadikim, thank you. Yeshvi Yisharmas Panecha, they sit in your presence, they linger even after the tefillah. Tani Nami Hachi, we learned the Braisa, HaMespalel, Tzorach Sha'yishe, Sha'achas Koidem Tefilosai, V'Sha'achas Achar Tefilosai. Koidem Tefilosai 9. How do we know that this is required prior to tefillah? Shenemar Asher Yeshiv Beisecha La'achat tefillah Sminayin. After tefillah, how do we know the Chsiv Achsadik Yoidu Shmecha Yeshiv Yisharim Es Panecha? Ton Rabban Chasidim Arishoinim. They had a very interesting schedule. Hayishoyin Shoachas Hamespalim Shoachas. They would wait for an hour, daven for an hour, and then V'chayzer Mishoyin Shoachas. And then after davening, they would linger for another hour. Says the Gemara, Bechima Achar, Sheshoyin Teisha Shoyes V'yoyim B'tfila. If they spent 9 hours of the day involved in tefillah activity, if so, Torah Sanechem Shtameres, how did they have enough time to review the Torah and to retain it and to have it absorbed within them? They had time to learn, but much more time is required to review the Torah, to absorb it. How was their Torah absorbed? Umalachta Mechnasis, how did they have enough time to involve themselves in profession and earning a livelihood, a parnasa? Ella rather says the Gemara Metoich Shechasidim Hayu, since they were on such a high level, they merited a special siyata d'shmaya, heavenly assistance, at Torah Mishtameres, the Torah was retained without their review efforts, Umalachta Mesfareches, and the little effort they did for livelihood, for parnasa, was blessed, and they had whatever they needed. So in conclusion, one is meant to be shoya before tefillah. We learned that from Asher Yeshvi Besecha. And following tefillah, we learned that from Yeshvi Yisharim Es Panecha. Continues the Gemara, Afilu HaMelech Sheol B'Shloima Lo Yishivenu. In the middle of davening, one doesn't even return a greeting to a king. Amar Rav Yosef, Leishono, this is only said, Elo L'Malchi Yisrael, regarding a Jewish king, since this doesn't place him in danger. Aval malchi akum a goyish king, a non-Jewish king, one may not place himself in danger, and he must be paisek to interrupt and respond to his greeting. Meisvei, we learned in a brisa, hamespalel, one who is mild davening, ra anas b'kenegdi, sees a robber approaching him, or ra koring b'kenegdi, sees a wagon barreling towards him. Lo yimafse, don't interrupt. Ela mekatzav oyle, merely be mekatzav, abridge the rest of the Shemoneh Esrei v'oyle and complete davening. So we see one is not meant to interrupt, but rather to be makatzer. And Farshim say, what does makatzer mean? To say the beginning and the conclusion of the bracha and leave out the middle. So this is a contradiction between the braisa and the halacha, which said that one is meant to be pesik in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Says the Gemara Lakasha, this is not difficult. Oh, the efshel lakatzer, the braisa is speaking about one is he's able to be makatzer. He's already towards the end of Shemoneh Esrei and he can abridge it and conclude it. However, if he's smack in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, in that case, he's meant to interrupt the paisik, so not to place himself in danger in sakana.